Today, the general in charge of the U.S. Central Command, John Abizaid, testified before the Senate Armed Services Committee. He was joined by two other top commanders to talk about the prison abuses inside Iraq. NPR congressional correspondent David Wellna has been following the hearing, and he joins me now. Well, David, tell us about the hearing so far.
Well, Renee, there are these three generals testifying before the Senate Armed Services Committee, and they've all really been just called off the battlefield to give their accounts. General Abizaid, who is in charge of both military operations in Iraq and Afghanistan, says that these abuses at the Abu Ghraib prison occurred in his area of command, and as such, he says he accepts responsibility for what happened. He called it a setback for the U.S. military in Iraq, what's happened there, and he said he accepts responsibility for that setback as well. He also said that the investigations, several investigations, are still underway, and that he will follow the trail where it leads, suggesting that this could go much higher up if indeed those investigations point that way. Abizaid also said that he specifically asked the Army's Inspector General if there last year if there was any pattern of abuses in the interrogation procedures in the entire area that he commands, and he says the answer was no. He said he also sent out his own inspector general last year to look at the prison systems, and the inspector came back saying that they were struggling with how to deal with detainees, but they did not report any abuses. Lieutenant General Sanchez, who's the commander of military operations in Iraq specifically, said that he too accepted responsibility for what happened at Abu Ghraib, and he said that certain administrative actions that have been taken against some of those involved in those abuses may be revisited, suggesting that there could be stiffer punishments in store for them. But he insisted that he had issued detailed instructions on interrogations and detention procedures to make sure that there was proper treatment of what he called the enemy and that the Geneva Conventions were in force.
So these generals were not aware, they say, of abuses in Abu Ghraib.
They say that they only became aware of these abuses when they became news stories, and they admitted that there were Red Cross reports that were sent to the Abu Ghraib prison in July of last year, detailing at least 50 different separate cases of prisoner abuse, but they said they never reached their desks, and they admitted that there was some failure in terms of the transmission of such reports. But General Sanchez says that he also had not even seen the interrogation procedures that he was supposedly passing off on that the Armed Services Committee made public last week. He said he hadn't even seen those, but he said that in fact those procedures did exist. But there's a bit of confusion about who saw what and when.
Some House Republicans have criticized this hearing, saying it's distracting these generals from the battlefield. Has there been a response to those charges?
Yes. Republican John Warner, who's the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, said that in fact, these generals all were going to be in Washington today anyway, and so that he is not distracting them from the battlefield. He said that what the committee is doing needs to be done. This is a separate branch of the government, and it's exercising its constitutional duty in clearing up this case, and he was backed up by several other Republicans on the committee. They clearly are at odds with House Republicans who've been saying enough already with this investigation.
David, thanks very much. NPR congressional correspondent David Wellna.